USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Today is the 33rd National Observance of Martin Luther King Jr. Day, a federal holiday, and the eldest son of Dr. King reflects on his father's legacy. Martin Luther King III speaking about his father's visions for America at the National Cathedral yesterday.
My father's last book was entitled, Where Do We Go From Here? Chaos or Community? Obviously, he wanted us to achieve community.
Negotiators for striking teachers in L.A. public schools working on this holiday, trying to end the strike in the nation's second biggest school district. 30,000 teachers went on strike last Monday, demanding higher pay, smaller class sizes, and more support staff. A 19-year-old Alabama man now facing capital murder charges for shooting and killing a Mobile, Alabama cop yesterday. This is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
The partial federal government shutdown hits day 31. President Trump and top Democrats are still at odds on border wall funding. Oklahoma Republican Senator James Lankford says he's not in favor of what Democrats are demanding, the short-term spending package to reopen the government and then a discussion about a southern border wall. He tells ABC's This Week,
if there's any two people that I say they're not in a motion to say trust me, it is Speaker Pelosi and the President. They're not looking at each other, and neither one of them is trusting the other one. The best thing that we can do is resolve what we can resolve. So for Speaker Pelosi to say trust me, President, open the government and then I'll negotiate, the president clearly responded, no, I don't trust you right now, as she doesn't trust him. So let's do what we can, get it in writing, get it passed, and get it resolved.
A fierce winter storm leaves dangerously cold temperatures in its wake across the Northeast and New England. Freezing temps could stretch as far as Florida. And this is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their 4-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is batting back Director Aaron Sorkin's suggestion that newly elected young Democrats in Congress should, quote, stop acting like young people. The 29-year-old Democrat from the Bronx tweeting, newsflash, Medicare for all and equal rights aren't trends. Ocasio-Cortez, one of several newly elected representatives, supporting Medicare for all and other progressive issues. Sorkin said in a CNN interview on Sunday that he really likes the new crop of young people who were just elected to Congress and hopes they take advantage of the opportunity to be, quote, the non-stupid party. Sorkin is a longtime Democrat and creator of the acclaimed TV series West Wing, among others. Sony Music is parting ways with R. Kelly. The record label is under pressure to drop the R&B singer after the airing of the docuseries Surviving R. Kelly, which contains allegations of physical and sexual abuse against him. And Super Bowl 53 is on. The New England Patriots will play the L.A. Rams for the Lombardi Trophy on February 3rd in Atlanta. The Pats beating the Chiefs 37-31 in overtime to win the AFC crown. And it was the Rams rallying past the Saints 26-23 in overtime to win the NFC championship. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.